I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world. In this edition, China is expanding its military cooperation with Russia into a new arena, the South China Sea. In a move announced on July 28th, the Chinese Defense Ministry said that body of water will host a joint drill between the Chinese and Russian navies in September. The two neighbors and regional powers have been doing joint naval exercises annually since 2012 in various parts of the world. But they have yet to do so in the South China Sea, where Beijing is engaged in sovereignty disputes with five smaller governments who will be keeping their eye on the Chinese-Russian drill.
The specific location is unspecified, and that's going to be very important in determining just how controversial this drill is.
That's Shannon Tiezi, an editor for online news site The Diplomat, which analyzes current events in Asia and around the world. She sees two possibilities for where the Chinese and Russian navies will end up.
For example, China has held many drills that are very close to Hainan Island, where there aren't actually any territorial or maritime disputes because it's so close to Chinese undisputed territory and close to longstanding Chinese military bases on Hainan. However, if the drills start moving south toward the Spratly Islands, particularly if you start seeing them making use of some of the new facilities China has built on disputed islands, that would be much more of a warning sign for the international community.
A warning sign because the South China Sea's Spratly and Paracel Islands are claimed in whole or in part by Brunei, Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and Vietnam. China claims sovereignty over not just those islands, but almost all of the sea, a position rejected by an international court in The Hague on July 12th. The United States has long expressed neutrality toward those competing maritime claims and a desire to see them resolved peacefully. Perhaps in keeping with that, the initial U.S. reaction to the planned Chinese-Russian drill in the South China Sea was a cautious one. This was White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
There's no denying that this is a region of the world that is a sensitive diplomatic topic right now. But again, that doesn't change the nature of the military-to-military relationship that the United States and China have. I'll let Chinese and Russian officials speak to the nature of their military-to-military relationship, but that's not a particularly new development.
China has been less cautious in talking about its partnership with Russia. Its state media outlet Xinhua ran a headline in April applauding Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov for sympathizing with Chinese views about the South China Sea. At the time, Lavrov criticized efforts by some regional governments to internationalize their maritime disputes with China, something Beijing also opposes because it would rather negotiate with its weaker rivals one by one. So does this mean Russia will go so far as to stage a naval exercise with China in waters claimed by those rivals? Moscow, like Washington, also has called for a diplomatic solution to Beijing's maritime disputes with Vietnam and others. And now Russia faces a dilemma, says Tiezi of The Diplomat.
Russia is kind of in a delicate situation when it comes to the South China Sea because they've had a very close security relationship with Vietnam for a long time, dating back to the height of the Cold War. And when the question of the South China Sea comes up, Vietnam and China are obviously on different sides of the issue. So if Russia is seen as siding too much with China, that's going to upset Vietnam. And there's already a sense that because of Russia's neutrality on the South China Sea issue, that Vietnam is now turning to the United States for security support. And that's jeopardizing Russia's relationship with a longstanding security partner.
Tiezi says Moscow also does not want to antagonize Beijing as the two sides deepen their security cooperation.
I think really what's bringing China and Russia close together is not necessarily any interest that they have in common, but more that they have a common desire to see the United States not be able to have unopposed global leadership. So they want to band together to cooperate to make sure that their interests are being represented on the global stage, especially at times when that goes against the U.S.
Tiezi says Russia perceives those common interests as more important than the South China Sea, a region it considers to be not vital to its security. She says Moscow's attitude is similar to the way Beijing perceives the Russian annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014, when Crimeans voted in a Russia-backed referendum.
It's not something China was particularly thrilled about. From China's point of view, allowing a group of people to have self-determination and choose to leave the country, so that's a very dangerous precedent. But at the same time, it wasn't a vital interest for China, and they thought they saw more by at least giving the appearance of support.
Tiezi says China and Russia could solve their dilemma by staging September's naval exercise in South China Sea waters close to the Chinese island of Hainan.
If we see that happening, if we see these exercises only taking place in undisputed areas, that's kind of Russia walking its fine line. It allows China to publicize, look, we held a joint exercise with Russia in the South China Sea, while Russia can say, yes, but this is in undisputed either international waters or waters where China has maritime control.
Where do you think the Chinese-Russian naval drill will happen? You can share your thoughts on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for VOA China 360. That's it from me. Bye for now.